This little video will help you with drawing the cannon barrel. So as I said in class, if you notice, this cannon barrel, and this cannon barrel are all the same. So what you want to do is draw one and then copy and paste it and adjust it as you need it. Now let's take a look at this cannon barrel. And what we have here is the same thing as we had in the wine glass. If we took a guide and dragged it across and put it in the middle, turn my guides back on, you're going to notice that that cannon barrel is pretty much symmetrical. This half and this half are the same. And you don't want to try drawing these intricate little curves more than once. So what we're going to do, and I'm going to make this video a little shorter than what I showed in class, I'm going to kind of get right to the points, is I'm going to blow this up. And I'm going to let my guide go away. And I'm going to look here at the top. And I'm going to just go ahead and go through this quickly. I'm going to take my pen tool. Make sure I have a stroke, but no fill. And I'm going to start here at the top. And I'm going to click and let go. And I need this nice little curve here. So I'm going to click and drag. Watch where my line is going and get that nice little curve. Now, if you notice, the pen tool doesn't want to cooperate. It doesn't want to curve the other way. So I'm going to click back on that anchor point to get rid of that handle so that I can come to about here and click and drag and get that next little curve. Now I have a little bit of a curve here. So I'm going to go ahead and click and drag just a little bit because I don't want quite that much curve. And I can come back and adjust it later. But the rest of this is straight lines till we get to the bottom. So I'm going to come right here to the middle, click and let go. Come down here to the bottom, right to where this curve is going to start. And I'm going to click and let go. And if you want to see how this curve is done, just look at how the computer draws a rectangle, a curved rectangle. So I'm going to come over here just a little bit. I'm going to click and I'm going to drag until I get that curve the way I want it. Or if I don't quite get it, actually it came out pretty good. If I don't quite get it the way I want it, I can just go in with that, with the handles and it's not giving me what I want. I want the rectangle tool, but I want to have a corner like this. So see how that curve is made? See how those anchor points are set up? That's exactly what we're doing here. Okay, now I'm gonna go up and adjust this top part a little bit because even though it's pretty good, I think I can make this transition right here a little smoother. And I wanna do it now before I do the copy paste. And how I do that is look at that. Oh, look how beautiful. All right, so now that I have that half and I'm happy with it, okay, I'm going to take my black arrow, select that half, do a copy paste, just like we did with the wine glass. I'm going to reflect it. And I'm going to line it up as best I can with the template. Notice it's a wee bit off up here. I don't care. That's not a big deal. When they drew this, it was all drawn by hand. We're doing it with computer and getting it perfect. So just as long as you get it lined up so the tops and the bottoms will join, that's all you have to worry about. So if I want to double check this to see if I've done a good job lining it up, I just bring a guide down and you know what? Looks good to me. So now we're going to make a closed path out of this. So you remember what we did with the wine glass? We could either use the pen tool or the Command J tool. So I could take the pen tool, click on that anchor point, click on that anchor point, it's closed. Or I'm going to come down here and show you the Command J at the bottom. If I select two anchor points and only two anchor points, Command J, now it's a closed path. So now we have that whole barrel. Okay, the only thing I have to do is go back up here and add that line across the top. So all I need to do is take my scissors tool. I want to be careful. I don't want to click on that anchor point. So maybe I'll just click off here. Excuse me, my pen tool. Click off here, hold the shift key, make my line. And then I'll tuck it back under and then just readjust this holding my shift key. Voila, done. Done with that part. Now down here, I've already showed you guys several times how to do this, but I'll just go ahead and draw it real quick so you can see it. And I won't even talk, I'm just gonna draw it. Harlan. Done. The last thing we need to do is add the dash lines, because if we look at the other barrels, this one has the dash lines. So again, we're going to start at the top, going to use the pen tool, going to click up here and let go. Scroll down. Don't even think about those circles. Just keep going. Hold my shift key. Click and let go. Click and let go. I'm not holding the shift key now because I'm actually asking it to make this little angle. Now I'm going to hold my shift key. I'm going to go here to the top. I'm going to hold my shift key and click and let go. What those dash lines are doing is they're showing the inside of the barrel. They're showing the hollow part. So if you think it's a little too close because of the way we did this, it's perfectly okay to go off the template. It's okay to stay on the template, but I could always center that to make sure that I have it showing where the, you know, this is where they pack the gunpowder and they put the ball. Now, with that selected, I'm going to go, let me put this away so you can see it come up. I'm going to go to Window, Stroke, and I'm going to, if you can't see this whole thing, just double click on the word Stroke and see how it opens up the menu bigger. What we want is to click this little thing called Dash Line, and it's immediately going to dash it. If it's not dashing it, then you don't have it selected. And it'll probably default to 12, but this works good with like 3 or 4 points. So I have it set at 3 points. So let's go ahead, put this away. Let's go back here and look at the cannon barrel. Deselect. There we go. We got this beautiful cannon barrel. So now we're going to select this whole cannon barrel, going to group it. Then I'm going to copy and paste it. Put it over here on top, best I can. Take my white arrow, delete the dashes and add the rest. Now I'm gonna go up here. Maybe. I'm gonna paste because it remembers the last command. I need to rotate it. So I'm going to go under here, make sure you get rotate tool instead of reflect, double click it. And just to let you guys know, it's a minus 90, but you would, you know, use the preview and figure it out. See how preview is showing me. I'm going to go, okay. And then I'm going to line that up. And that, I'm going to line that up best I can. And then I'm going to go ahead and delete the dash lines. And when I show you guys on Thursday, the more advanced stuff, I'll show you how we're gonna manipulate this part of the barrel. But that said, make sure you get the cannon barrel done and number 3 done before we meet again on Wednesday. That is if the power doesn't go out again. Okay guys, that ends the cannon barrel.